I'm happy to start the top of the news from Hollywood with more information about Star Wars.
It's going to kill me.
just a brief little note. There's some discussion about how involved George Lucas is going to be, the actual founder.
Yeah, he's saying he's going to be kind of hands-off now. I don't buy it for a second. Once it gets ramped up, he won't be able to stop himself. He'll be all in.
We'll see what happens. But the big news is the first announcement of the National Board of Review's top films was made this week, and this is the drumbeat towards the Academy Awards, which happened in February. But they listed their top films as well as lists of top 10, and kind of surprisingly, but not really, because it's the National Board of Review, and they're
so is the deadline already passed for films to be considered? I mean, if it gets released after this point, they can't be considered for the upcoming award season?
Everything's in the queue, so people know what are happening. Plus, you know, the National Board of Review is, you know, who knows? They just decide that they're going to put theirs out early. And they picked Dark Zero 30, which is the movie about the assassination of Osama bin Laden, which is directed by Catherine Bigelow, who won the Academy Award for Hurt Locker. It's not expected that Zero Dark 30 will actually win the Academy Award, but, you know, they do pick out top films. So Bradley Cooper bested Daniel Day-Lewis for Best Actor. That was another surprise. Catherine Bigelow, Jessica Chastain, one other that I'm not seeing right now also won awards for Zero Dark 30. Django Unchained and Compliance won the Best Actor and Actress Award, respectively, for Leonardo DiCaprio and Ann Dodd. And included in the top 10 were Les Miserables, which opens on Christmas Day, which won the Best Ensemble Film, Perks of Being the Wallflower, which is a high school tale that's gotten a lot of buzz, is in their top 10 list, as is Argo. So Wreck-It Ralph was the Best Animated Film. Amour, which is the really wonderful winner from the Cannes Film Festival, won the Best Foreign Language Film. Best Directorial Debut came to Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild, a film that I really liked. Searching for Sugar Man was the Best Documentary, which is about a Detroit musician.
Exactly right.
And Detropia was one of the top 10 one of the top five documentaries. I Wee Never Sorry, which is another great documentary, it hasn't played here yet, is also included on that. And the top 10 list for best films of any type: Argo, Beast of the Southern Wilds, Django Unchained, which also opens around Christmas time, Les Miserables, Lincoln, Looper, Perks of Being a Wallflower, Promised Land, and Silver Lining Playbook, which should open here very, very quickly. Best Foreign Language Films: Barbara, The Intouchables, which is probably the favorite foreign language film of the year, The Kid with the Bike, No, and War Witch. Best Independent Films, according to the National Review, National Board of Review: Arbitrage, Bernie, Compliance, End of Watch, Hello, I Must Be Going, which opened the Cinetopia International Film Festival during its first year, Little Birds, Moonrise Kingdom, On the Road, Quartet, Sleepwalk With Me. So you notice a lot of those played the Michigan Theater.
Exactly right.
Well, it is the holiday season, so you can go to your favorite multiplex at Quality 16, Rave, or Brighton. Pick up movie gift cards. That's a good thing to do.
A lot of movies do open, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they try and stuff them in there for the holiday
break. We've got Hitchcock opening up here later this month, as well as Les Miserables. And so, yeah, there's some really good stuff.
I've spent years putting a lot of thought, consideration, and emotion into selecting gifts for my parents. And their favorite gift I've ever given them was a $100 movie card.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great...
Just taking them through the matinee throughout the year.
It's a great gift. So you can go to your multiplex to get one of those. You can get a Michigan Theater Gold Card membership for somebody. That's pretty special. We have night out packages and film coupon books and stuff like that. And on Christmas Day, we're doing Les Miserables, but the day after Christmas, we're going to do a sing-along version of Les Miserables, and then the following Sunday. So it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, you know, I have to go. What? I have got to hear this community sing along to Les Miserables.
You know, yeah, it's just a lot of people like that music. And they know all the songs, so we thought,
got to bear witness to that.
Better provide opportunity. Now, we have a couple of short runs that are playing out right now. One, we're doing Liberal Arts, which is a film that's actually closing tonight. It's a campus set documentary and campus set feature film that folks really like. But a film I'm really excited about is called Middle of Nowhere, which is directed by Ava DuVernay, and she won the Best Director Award at Sundance last year. And she's actually been on NPR and a lot of stations talking about how difficult it is to get an African-American-based story placed in art house theaters. You know, it's hard to get your movie placed in a theater
anywhere.
Right. She's shared her concerns and frustrations at getting this acclaimed film that's gotten great reviews, 85% positive reviews, placed in theaters. So we're very proud to be able to have her film, Middle of Nowhere, which is about a woman who's an African-American woman whose husband was put in jail. She was a medical student, a very bright medical student, who suspends her career to deal with this difficult family situation. She meets somebody else, and there's these very kind of confusing, intense relationship position in life kind of situations that are dealt with. But again, the reviews are very, very strong. Tom Long from the Detroit News said this is a film about a particular African-American experience, true, but it's about the human experience, and it will haunt you, and it should. Middle of Nowhere explores the contours of loneliness and the boundaries of loyalty in a way that is both artful and emotional, according to USA Today. Again, the reviews
sounds
are very,
like she's
very,
quite the storyteller.
Absolutely. New York Times, Roger Ebert, 85% positive reviews, Middle of Nowhere. Go check it out. Another great film. It's a documentary film. It's called The Flat, and it's about Aaron Goldfinger's has discovered a situation where there's a family, a Jewish family, who ended up leaving during World War II. But before the family left, there was some mysterious thing that went on with the family that was kind of hard to get to. But what you find out is that there was some kind of modest collaboration between this Jewish family and the Nazi occupiers. And this was there was complete family amnesia about this, not surprisingly.
Right,
and
right.
You know, it's both a compelling, you know, historical story and this intense family story. The Flat opens up and plays on the 11th and the 13th only. So you want to go check that out. Middle of Nowhere plays the 9th and 10th only. So again, these are very, very limited runs. But the reviews, again, are extremely positive. 85% positive reviews for this one as well. The Flat is something that my wife Deb saw and got to know the director at the Toronto Traverse City Film Festival, and she completely loved this film. So go check out The Flat. Opening at the Multiplex, there's only one film opening up this week.
Everybody's holding off for the big holiday.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. But Playing for Keeps, which has a great cast. Gerard Butler plays a former soccer player. Jessica Biel's in it. Uma Thurman's in it. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Dennis Quaid are all in this film. It has 0% positive reviews. Now, you know, it was a little early, so there weren't that many reviews. But the reviews were not very strong, and most of the reviews is it's truly baffling that all the talented, acclaimed actors involved actually read the script and then agreed to devote their time to this movie, especially given its uncomfortably flagrant misogynistic streak, according to the Associated Press.
Well, it most certainly seems like they all got their paychecks and they cashed. So
anyway, Playing
That's the Answer
seems like something that you don't need to go to. It is the holiday season, so we've got some special holiday screenings at the Michigan Theater on December the 7th. We have two screenings of a film, a very odd but very cool film called Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. And it's set in Finland, and it's about this archaeological dig that's happening, and they unearth a zombie Santa Claus.
All righty then.
And it's a lot of fun. People really like it. It certainly
kind of
is
a laugh
twist,
out loud movie.
A twist on the childhood fantasies of Santa Claus. But Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale plays at 7 and 10 o'clock on December 7th. And then our free holiday classic film series it features Elf, directed by Jon Favreau and starring Will Ferrell. It's also got Ed Asner, James Caan, Mary Steenburgen, Zooey Deschanel, and Bob Newhart. So that will play on Sunday at 1:30. Again, admission is free, sponsored by lots of folks in the community. We've got a premiere film that's happening on Thursday, December 13th, a week from today, Shut Up and Play the Hits. And we'll talk more about that next week. But it is a benefit for 826 Michigan. It's a very, very special opportunity to see this film before anybody else's.
Nice.
It premiered at Sundance, but we're gonna do a special pre-release screening with 826 Michigan. And then Christopher Plummer is in Barrymore, which is a tape recording of the Broadway show.
There's a lot to see, and we'll have more to talk about with holiday movies next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat on WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.